Hey everyone, welcome back to NFL Headquarters. Mike Wobshaw with a special guest. It's Michael Robinson who joins us to talk a little Vikings. Not much. We're doing great. We like your neighborhood here. This is fun.
I see. Is it ours or did you take it over? I see the Viking. I see, you know, your colors everywhere.
We took it over.
There's nothing wrong with that.
At least Studio 4 is what we took over.
It's all good.
You're busy around here.
Yeah, man. Well, I was just joking with somebody earlier. I'm like, is this the offseason yet? And it's never the offseason. You have free agency. You have the draft coming up. It's exciting.
What do you like to really focus in on? Are you a big get into the film and watch these draft guys, or are you like stay in the NFL and talk about free agency?
Well, I can't lie. I don't spend too much time on the rookies. I like to analyze players. I like to analyze running backs. I like to analyze quarterbacks, offenses, and things like that because I played on offense. Yeah.
Analyze Adrian Peterson for me. He had a great Vikings career.
Hall of Fame.
Probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. He rewrote our record books, no doubt about it, and even some of the NFL records. In fact, he's the single-season rushing champion in NFL history. So tell me a little bit about Adrian, what you remember about his career, and how you'll look back at him as a Viking, obviously.
I'm a little older than Adrian. He came in after I was in the league already, and he was just so explosive, so electrifying. I remember watching him in college, and I mean, he just ran with so much strain, so much will, so much determination. And then his work ethic, when you hear about how he worked and coming back from injuries and physically being a freak of nature, you know what I mean? We saw some great things from Adrian Peterson. Don't know what the future's going to hold for him. But definitely, as you said before, Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame guy, and one of the true all-time greats at the running back position.
Life after Adrian, though, it has to go on.
Yeah.
What's that going to look like for the Vikings offense?
Well, you know, right now you just signed Latavius Murray out of Oakland. And he's a guy, in my opinion, just strictly looking at film, he looks like a younger version of Adrian Peterson. Not quite as explosive. A little bit better out of the shotgun. Not quite a shotgun runner, being that Pat Sherman, his offensive coordinator, in his offense, they're in the shotgun almost 70% of the time. So the runner has to be a good shotgun runner. But if you look in the draft, I like a Dalvin Cook from Florida State. The guy's a space runner. He's a guy who's attracted to space. You don't see him too much in college, make people miss in short areas, but because of the spread system, there's so much space, so many lanes. I call him like a 1B type of a back. Maybe not that workhorse type of back that Adrian Peterson was that you guys enjoyed for so long. If you have a guy like a Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray in the backfield to be able to carry the load, both of these guys can catch out of the backfield. Both of these guys can be third down threats. Both of these guys can be detached from the offense and catch the ball on the outside. I think this offense is awesome for a running back, and Dalvin Cook is the guy in the draft I think you guys should get.
All right, I like it. A lot of fans would like that, you know, because he's a household name.
Yeah,
you know?
And exciting.
Yeah, and exciting. We talk about this a lot here this offseason is the running back position, and, you know, if you look at the teams that were in the Super Bowl, they had good running backs.
Yeah.
You still need good running backs in this league.
Man, running back position is never going to go anywhere.
I like to ask former offensive players this.
Okay.
When you're lining up across from a Mike Zimmer defense, from the Vikings defense, what are you seeing?
Wow. You know you're going to have a single safety, which means you know you're going to have a safety or a run support guy around the line of scrimmage, which if I'm a running back, I know I'm going to have to make a guy miss. I already know that, right? And if I'm a quarterback, where's this extra guy going to be? Because that's probably where a blitzer, that's probably where pressure is going to come. And then when you do see that safety down in the box, he can be run support or he can also be doubling your best wide receiver. So when you think about a Mike Zimmer defense, he gives you so many things to just think about at the snap. Looking at that defense and you're just back there and you don't really know what's happening. So you get out a little bit later and your quarterback is waiting for you to get out. And before you know it, you get sacked.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer's bringing the pain. That's
exactly.
What he's doing.
Game is all about pain, brother.
Well, we've had a fun time here at NFL Network. Thanks for spending some time with us talking Vikings.
Thanks, man. Anytime, bro.
See you around.
Yes, sir.